This week's parsha is Parshas Vayera. Parshas Vayera is the parsha. Jonah's Rest of Parsha. It's also the parsha where Avram Avinu comes onto the scene like big time. Obviously, Avram was in last week's parsha also, but this is the main parsha of Avram Avinu, describing the life of Avram Avinu, describing his chesed. Avram. It's chesed with the malachim at the beginning of the parasha. It's chesed davening for stone. His whole life and story with his children, having children, Yishmael and Yitzchak. But the crescendo of the parasha being the end of the parasha, the Akedah, the final test, according to many of Avram, to bring his son on the Mizbeach for the Akedah. I saw a very interesting thought that relates to a little bit this week's parasha and next week's parasha. That's as follows. Everybody knows, how old was Yitzchak Avinu
37.
When the Akedah happened?
37.
37 is correct. But how do we know that? Very simple, because Sarah died when she was 127, and she had Yitzchak when she was 90. 227 is 37 years old. She passed away as soon as she found out that Yitzchak went to the Akedah. Very good. How old was Yitzchak when he got married? In next week's in 2 weeks' parasha, in Parshas. Told us he is 40. It means there were 3 years between Akedah and when Yitzchak got married. 3 years. Okay, so what? So listen to this calculation. Avram goes with Yishmael and Eliezer and Yitzchak to the Akedah. On the third day, Yishmael and Eliezer are there with him, correct? To escort Avram Avinu. On the third day, it says Avram picks up his eyes. He sees the place where Akedah is going to be. He sees Har Moriah. He sees the Makom HaMikdash, where the Akedah will be from far away. He says to his son Yitzchak, do you see what I see? And Yitzchak says, yes. He says to Eliezer and to Yishmael, do you see what I see? And they say, no. And therefore Avram says to them, you know what, you stay here. Shvu lachem po im hachamor. Stay here with the donkey. You know why? Chazal say, you are an am hadome lachamor. You're like, the donkey can't see and you can't see. That's who you are. So stay with your type, so to speak, Avram says. And Eliezer was a chash of a person, as we'll see in a second. But he wasn't able to see what Avram and Yitzchak saw. Stay put, Eliezer. Let's fast forward to next week's parasha. It comes time for Avram to look for a wife for his son, Yitzchak, after Sarah dies, he has to marry off his son. Who does he send to go find a wife for his son, for Yitzchak? Eliezer. How does the Torah describe Eliezer at that point? It says the following words, Vayomer Avram la'avdo, zekan beiso, ha-moshel b'chol asher lo. Unbelievable description. That means Eliezer is described as a person who's in control of everything, who's in control of his yetzer hara, who's mamish a bal madrega. So 1 second, we have a kasha over here. Asks Rav Galinsky in this beautiful sefer, but you got it. I don't get it, he says. A minute ago you told me Eliezer's amadom al chamor. And now you're telling me Eliezer's hamoshel b'chol asher lo zikan b'so. What happened? Says his own pshat. I like this pshat a lot. It talks to me. I hope it'll talk to you also. Say, you know what happened? What happened was, Eliezer got musr from Avram of him. Eliezer got a schnooze. Eliezer heard from Avram, you know, you can't see like a donkey can't see. Eliezer said to himself, you know what? I don't want to be a donkey anymore. I want to be a Baal Madrega. I want to be a person that's able to see spiritual things. You know what he did for the next 3 years? He worked on himself. And he worked on himself. And he developed himself. And he became that person 3 years later who Avram could say about him, Torah could say about him, this is Avdo Zikan Beso HaMoshel B'chol HaShelo. This is Rav Galinsky's pshat over here. Yaakov Galinsky. Here's a picture of him. Yaakov Galinsky's pshat. That's how he thinks what happened. There was a metamorphosis that happened in Eliezer's life, and that's how he was able to change from being a Amadoma Lechamor to being the person who is Moshel B'Yitzro, Mamish, in control of his Yitzhara, almost as great as Avram Avinu was, as described in next week's parasha. Abosai, I want to share with you now, I told you last time, before I told you earlier today, we're going to mention, today besides being a Tzomos, you're excited, which we mentioned, we sang some Nagunim of this before, it's also Rav Shach. Rav Shach was Rav Shiva Panovich. Great, great Rosh Hashiva, great, great Talmud Chacham, a great Tzaddik, a great Gadol Ador. I was looking to be in his Levaya also. His Levaya was in Eretz Yisrael. Also on a Friday, early Friday, I believe it was Parshas Noach. And it was early Friday. Many people got stranded in Bnei Brak. Didn't make it back to their places. What happened in Rosh Hashanah? There was so much traffic in Bnei Brak. Hundreds of thousands of people came to his Levaya. This is already 20 years ago probably or so. Maybe a little less, 18, 19 years ago. And they weren't ready for it. People mamash didn't make it home for Shabbos. I made it home literally like half an hour before Shabbos. I went to Bnei Brak in the morning, and I barely made it home for Shabbos. So Shabbos was a tremendous giant, tremendous zechus, tremendous God. So Rav Shach once called the Yaakov Glinsky in, and he said to him the following question. He said, I have a question for you. Why are we living? Why are we alive in this world? So Yaakov Glinsky was a big Baal Musar. He used to go around and give shmuz and everything. He knew the answer to that question. So he quoted the classic, Masilas Hashem says in the first parak, I know why we're living. We're living here because a person is here in this world to do mitzvos, to serve Hashem, to stand up the tests. Rav Shach turned to him and said, excuse me, Yankele, that's what he called him, Yankele, why are we living? So he's like, okay, what does Rav Shach want from me? Like, I gave him the right answer already. See, that's what Rav Shach says, we're here to do mitzvos, to serve Hashem, and to stand up the tests. So what does he want from me? So he turned to Rav Shach and said, okay, Rabbi, what's the answer? Why are we living? So he said, take this sefer, I'm about to have it open in front of me. Read this paragraph. What the sefer was? It was the sefer of the Vilna Gaon on Mishlei, the Gra Mishlei. Pasuk says in Mishlei the following words. Pasuk in Perek Dalin of Mishlei and Pasuk Yud Gimel. Hachzeik b'musar al teref. Grab onto musar. Don't let go. Nitzreha, guard it. Ki chayecha, because it is your life. Musar is your life. What does that mean? Says the Vilna Gaon, quoting the words of the Vilna Gaon. Ki ma she'adam chai, the reason what a person's alive for is kedei l'shaber, to break. To break the habits, to break the tendencies. Ma she'lo shavar adhena osa midah. We're here in this world to break our midos. We're here in this world to work on our midos. We're here in this world to change, to be improved, to become better. That's what we're doing in this world, says the Vilna Gaon. L'chein tzarech tamid l'tchazek. That's why a person always has to be working on himself. There's no such person, there's no person in this world that's done. No one's complete. Even the biggest tzaddikim are always working on themselves, are always trying to be better, are always trying to be a little bit better. There's a famous story about the stipler, the father of Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita. He was very, very old, and people were coming to visit him, and the family wanted to protect him, so they said, no, you know, they tried to avoid telling him that people were coming, and one time there was a knock on the door, and he's like, what was that? And they're like, nothing, don't worry about it. He's like, let them come, who knows, he said. If my existence in this world is just to be there to listen to people at this age in my life. Maybe that's my schus that I have this age in my life, to still do something meaningful for myself. He was well on in years. He was very old, very frail. They wanted him just to rest and relax. No. Maybe there's more I can do in this world. A person, no one's full. No one's complete. No one's done in this world. Says the Vilna Gaon on this pasuk. If you're not working on something, v'im lo yischazek, lama lo chayim. Why are we here? Of course we're supposed to serve Hashem. If we're not working on becoming better, if we're not working to become better people, if we're not working to improve on something, then there's a big, big question about what we're doing in this world. We're not here just to exist. Hashem didn't create us in this world so that we could just have more people inhabiting this earth. Hashem created us to become better. Hashem wants us to grow. Hashem wants us to become the best Rabosai, the best version of ourselves that we could become. Where do you see that? From this Eliezer. Eliezer heard the musar and went into him like venom. Oh my goodness, I'm a chamor. I'm a domer al chamor. I don't want to be that person. I want to be someone that's better than that. And what happened? He changed himself. He metamorphosized himself to become somebody who was mamish Moshe b'chol asher lo. Says the Vilna Gaon, what are we here in this world to do? To fix, to break that means that I haven't fully broken yet. It's well known, said in Rishol Salanter. Rishol Salanter said the following phrase: it's easier to finish the entire Shas, but there's over 2,700 pages of Shas to finish, double-sided. Easier to go through the entire Shas than to break one midah in a person. It's easier to learn through the entire Shas, a lot of pages of Shas, than to break one midah. To break one midah. And what we learn from this parasha, we learn from Eliezer, we learn from this Vilna Gaon, is that that's really what we're going to do in this world. It's not easy to do it. It's not easy to break our midos. Everybody has midos that they're born with. Everyone has certain inclinations, certain desires, certain midos. Some people have a struggle with the midah of gaiva. It's hard for them to not feel proud of themselves, too full of themselves, too haughty about themselves. Some people have the midah of kinah. They're just jealous. They see someone else has something more that they don't have. Someone else has a newer phone than them, a newer pair of sneakers than them, a car that's you know, has this extra trimming that their car doesn't have. And they're just jealous of that person. They can't get over their jealousy, etc., etc. We're all born with midos. Our job in this world is to try our best to work on our midos, to work on our patience, to work on our simcha, to work on our joy, to work on our sameach b'chelko, to be happy what we have. That is what we're doing in this world. If we're doing that, then we have a justification for our existence. If we're not doing that enough, then we have to ask ourselves, okay, why am I here? We should be zocher abosai to live our lives for the meaning and the purpose that it was given for. We should be zocher b'ez Hashem to grow and to grow and to grow. As I mentioned, I think last week, 2 weeks ago, when it comes to avodas Hashem, there is no limit. We should be zocher to grow to the highest heights imaginable. Have a wonderful Shabbos.